Bit Digital pledges 74% of staked ETH to a loan. With a 24-hour call, Bit Digital has pledged 74% of its staked Ethereum position as collateral for a loan that can trigger a collateral call within 24 hours, according to reporting from Crypto Slate. The arrangement concentrates most of the company's core crypto holding behind a single credit line with a live price-sensitive threshold. The disclosure noted a non-cash charge tied to the position, but did not report a triggered margin call. The risk is structural rather than realized. The loan's collateral threshold moves with the market price of Ethereum, and a fast decline could put the pledged stack close to a call with little time to react. The mechanics of a 24-hour call, a collateral call on a 24-hour clock, is a demand to top up or repay when the value of pledged assets falls below an agreed threshold. Bit Digital would have one business day to post more collateral, reduce the loan, or accept liquidation of part of the position. That window is short for an asset that can move several percent in a session. Ethereum traded near 1,883 as of August 14, 2026, up about 0.2% over the prior 24 hours and down roughly 1% on the week per CoinMarketCap. The broader market sentiment reading sat at 37 on the Fear and Greed Index, in fear territory. Neither figure signals immediate stress, but a calm tape is exactly when leverage gets added and forgotten. Because 74% of the staked position backs the loan, the company has limited unencumbered ETH to draw on if the price drops and a call arrives. Posting more of the same asset into a falling market is the classic trap. The collateral you would add is worth less at the moment you need it most. Staked collateral adds a second layer. Staked ETH is not the same as spot ETH, sitting idle in a wallet. Depending on how the position is held, unwinding it can involve exit queues, wrapped token liquidity, or redemption delays. If a lender's threshold is breached and the borrower needs to free the underlying asset quickly, staking mechanics can slow the escape route precisely when speed matters. That mismatch, fast-moving price against slower-moving collateral access, is the part that makes a 24-hour call harder to meet than the raw loan-to-value number suggests. The headline percentage understates the operational friction of getting staked ETH back into a form a lender will accept as a top-up. A familiar pattern for crypto treasuries. Public crypto-linked companies have leaned on their token holdings as balance sheet collateral throughout 2026. Marathon Digital pledged 18,750 BTC to back a $600 million loan, and Strategy published a public credit model built around its Bitcoin stack. The logic is consistent. Hold the asset, borrow against it, avoid selling. The weak point is also consistent. When the pledged asset is the same one whose price sets the collateral threshold, a drawdown hits both sides of the ledger at once. Empiri's forced sale of 1,035 BTC after touting a never-sell reserve showed how quickly that posture can flip under pressure. The difference with Bit Digital is the tightness of the trigger. A 24-hour call leaves no room to wait out a bad week, the takeaway for holders. The risk here is counterparty and collateral design, not a fraud claim or an exploit. Bit Digital has disclosed the pledge, and no margin call has been reported. For anyone watching crypto treasury companies as proxies for token exposure, the read is straightforward. Concentration plus a short call window turns an ordinary loan into a liquidation risk that is entirely price dependent. Watch two numbers from here. The ETH spot price relative to whatever threshold the loan carries, and any update from Bit Digital on whether the pledged share falls below 74%. If ETH holds above current levels, the position is uneventful. If it drops fast, the 24-hour clock is the detail that matters.